Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are meant to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen plays, we urge you calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
This is The Horror. Welcome back. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll visit Old Nancy on The Witch's Tale this week, a series that aired from May of 1931 to June of 1938, produced 333 episodes, and it was produced for a while in Australia as well. Our story today is The Troth of Death. This one aired March 11th, 1937.
Of the eerie, weird, blood-chilling tales told by Old Nancy, the witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat. They're waiting, waiting for you, now.
Today? Yes, sir. 117-year-old. Well, Satan, I reckon me and you should start celebrating by giving folks a real-old thriller, eh? Satan, you said it. We knows a lot of things no one suspects we do. And if everyone'll douse their lights, we'll tell a few things we knows about Ireland. Ireland. Where the fairies. That's right, Satan. Tell folks to make it nice and dark. Our cheerful little bedtime stories is best heard in gloom and shadow. Now, draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll see a moonlit patch of woods in County Clare. Soon you'll hear a boy and girl a-talking. And there begins our story of the Troth of Death. The Troth of Death!
Let me hold you in my arms again and taste once more your lovely lips. Nora, Alana, pity me.
Oh, when you talk like that, you know I always let you have your way.
Oh, Makushla.
Oh, I love you, Bartley. Love you so. No more now. Let me go.
No.
Oh, please. It is married we should be to carry on like this.
Married we shall be soon.
Oh, we are not yet. When will you be after telling your father of us, Bartley, and asking his consent?
Why, whenever you wish it, sure.
Do you put it off because of fear your father will object?
And how could he object to you?
Oh, he's a rich, proud man, and you're his only son who's been sent to city schools. Sometimes I'm often thinking he'll not be happy to have anyone so poor and ignorant as Nora O'Neill for his daughter-in-law.
Nora, darling.
Well, tell me fair. He's not already forbid our marriage.
My father's never said a word against you. And if he should, his words would have no weight, for I'd give up everything in all this world for you.
You tell me truth.
Can you disbelieve me as I take you in my arms?
Oh, let me go. Please, no more kisses.
Nora, Alana, pity me.
Oh, you know I can't deny you. Enough now. Take me home.
Not yet.
Yes, Mother will be waiting for me. And tread lightly on the lichen. Sure, the banshees are about to moonlight night like this.
You're a superstitious Cassine. Can you never be persuaded there are no such things as fairies?
How different he are since you've been away to city schools. You don't seem to believe in anything anymore.
I believe in love. My love for you that overflows my heart. That's all that matters.
Will you tell your father of it soon and ask his blessing for it? Be sure he said no word against me.
Never a word. And I'll tell him soon. Now kiss me again before I take you to your mother.
No, please.
Nora, Alana, pity me.
Oh, you know I can't deny you. I love you, Bosley. Love you so.
Ah, crickets, crickets. So it is back in this house, you are, you creatures. I hope this time you'll come for luck. 'Twas after your last Killesy that the banshee wailed for Seamus, my man, who now lies in his grave. Would it be this time a useless old woman like myself you're after cursing? Sure, then you wish no evil on a sweet gossin like me daughter Nora. Now he is bred in salt for ye, his doonins. Stay in this house and welcome. But this time be your visit for good instead of ill. Come in, whoever ye are, and peace be with ye.
Good evening to you, Susan O'Neill.
Good evening to you, Michael Glennon.
Is it alone ye
are? Ye have eyes to see that I am.
And who did I hear you talking with as I just passed by you, Windy?
Twas the crickets, may the Son of God preserve us.
You were talking to the crickets?
Aye, close they are to the little people, and much harm or good they can bring to the house they enter.
Crickets, little people, bah!
Michael Glennon, you know not what you say. Ah, they've stopped their chirping. Quick, speak them soft, apologize, or they and the she's will do you harm.
Oh, enough of such old woman's talk. I'm here for speech with you concerning Bartley, my son, and your daughter, Nora. I've come to warn you that all goings on between them must end.
What do you mean?
My Bartley has been to school in Galway. He's an educated man. And I have ambitions for him that I'll not be after seeing spoiled by his marriage with an ignorant country wench.
Is it after telling me, you are, that a simple Connaught Lennon objects to marriage with an O'Neill of Ulster?
You see my point. The O'Neills are no longer kings in Ireland, whilst this Lennon, myself, owns the richest farm in County Clare. There can be no marriages, I've already told me, son.
You've told Bartley?
Weeks ago.
Yet every night he's called here for my Nora. Now they're out together on the heath.
So I've suspected, and that's why I've come to warn you's fair.
I saw you was a fool when just now you passed mortal insult onto crickets and the she's. But are you such a fool as to think you can curb young men and women in their love as you curb horses in their traces?
Bartley is my son. You'll see, I'll mould him to my will.
No, Bartley, no.
Nora, Lana, pity me.
So?
Sure, and I've pitied you enough this evening. Now you've had your last kiss.
Darling, just one.
Oh, you know I can't deny you.
I'll do the warning of your girl myself, Susan O'Neill.
Sure, and there's no stopping a fool. Do so, and you must.
Bartley!
Oh,
Father!
Come inside here, both of you.
Oh, Mr. Glennon, what...
Come to your mother, Nora, my angel.
Try and stay with her. You, Bartley, come here with me.
Father.
No words. Long ago, I told you to leave off courting of this girl.
Bartley, you said...
Long ago, he knew me wish, and now this night he'll know me will. Either he breaks off seeing you forever, or he's no longer son of mine. Away from him, I'll take everything that I've given. The money from his pocket, and the roof from over his head.
Father, wait.
You've heard me well. Say what's your choice, but say it now.
Father, you don't know what you ask. Have pity.
Oh, tell him, Bartley.
Nora.
I leave this house. You either follow me, or you stay behind for good.
No, no, Father.
You either come with me now, or stay.
Father, Father, wait for me.
Oh, Bartley.
I'm coming with you, Father. I'm coming with you.
Oh, Mother, did I believe the lies he told me? Oh, Mother,
Nora, my angel. Oh, Cricket, I might have known it was an omen when you stopped your chirping. Again, you brought evil to this house and gone away.
Oh, Nora, you must believe me. I swear to you, I knew not what I did last night.
You talked to me of marriage, known all the time it was against your father's wish. Then you followed him and his money, after I'd given you my heart.
But I didn't stay. I'm here again with you at that same trysting place.
Yes, in secret. Oh, Bartley.
I'll marry you, darling, as I said. Father, money, nothing matters beside my love for you. You must believe me. You must take me to your heart again. Oh, Nora, Lana, pity me.
Oh, I want to believe it's truth you speak. But you failed me once.
I'll never fail you more.
Oh, Bartley, make me sure.
Sure? And how will I prove it? Would you have me gather the stars from the sky and lay them at your feet? Shall I steal the moonlight from the waters for you? Anything I'll do to gain your love again?
Will you plight with me the troth of death?
The,
The throat of death?
Yes. Will you climb to the top of the fairy's pink with me and swear our marriage with the locks of hair and the wedding ring from the hand of a corpse?
I have no ring from the hand of a corpse.
I have here the one my father wore. I took it from his finger as he lay in death.
Oh, it is a fearful oath, the troth of death.
You fear to take it. You do not love me.
I swear I love you.
Oh, lie to me no more. Go, get you gone.
No, I must kiss you again. I must hold you in my arms.
Oh, let me go. Now go and leave me. I want to see you nevermore.
I'll do anything you wish to win you back. Come, we climb the fairy spink. With you I'll plight the troth of death. Give me a hand and start the climb. But mind the rocks and brambles. Like me, they're all eager to caress your soft white beauty. Hey, be quick. Let's reach the top.
You're not going to plight the troth, disbelieve in what you swear. You've said the little people are but foolish women's tales.
You believe in them. That's all that matters.
Awful will be the anger of the fairies if you plight the troth in jest. And terrible their vengeance.
I'm not afraid. Sure, I'd brave all hell itself for you tonight. Let's quickly say the troth, for I'm hungry for your lips. Here. We're at the summit.
Tread softly here, for the she's are all about.
Oh, you look as if you really see the little people.
I do. In the scapular I wear is a dust of a four-leaf shamrock Mother gave me. With a charm like that, you can see them plain as day. Good evening, little people. I wish you joy and health. You're always kind to lovers. So hear our troth tonight.
Oh, you seem so sure they're here. Let's leave this ghostly spin.
Without the troth?
Oh, no, too great is my desire for you. But let's be quick.
You have a knife. Cut the lock of hair from your head.
There, it is done.
Give it in my hand. I do the same with mine. Here, take it in exchange. Now break the ring in two. The gold is thin and soft.
I break it. A wedding ring from the finger of a corpse.
You keep one half and give the other half to me. Now take my hand. I speak the troth of death.
Oh, it is gloomy here.
Oh, son of God, and all the saints bear witness.
Wait! I thought it was only on the chaise you meant to call.
I speak the troth of death. You swear it with me, or we part forever.
I'll swear.
Oh, son of God, and all the saints bear witness, and fairies of the glen, and fairies of the hill, all spirits of the oceans, earth and sky, witness how we plight our troth.
Oh, the air is thick with shadows.
The spirits hear, the fairies see. Look upon this man and I. Here before thee, we now plight our marriage. With a ring from the dead, we bind our vow. And with locks of our living hair, never shall we break our oath. Never shall we be untrue, one unto the other.
Oh.
If this pledge be broken, may the guilty one be stricken dead and suffer punishment till God's great judgment day. I, Nora O'Neill, do swear this oath. You, Bartley Glennon, swear it too.
I, Bartley Glennon, swear it too. No, I'm afraid. Nora, give me back my oath.
The troth of death, once plighted, stands forever. Oh, Bartley, I love you. I'm your wife now. Take me in your arms.
Happy creatures, as if 'twasn't enough evil you wrought in this poor house since 2 years ago you came before. Sure, and for all I spoke you decent and gave your bread and salt. Come in, whoever you are, and taste be with ye. So, 'tis you, Michael Glennon.
So is an O'Neill. Is it hating me forever you'll be because of the black-hearted son I brought into this world?
Why have you come to this house of shame and sorrow?
To tell you Bartley's ship was coming home.
At last.
As you know, I didn't want him to marry your daughter. But I'm asking you to believe that when I sent him away 2 years ago for a voyage round the world, I didn't know the harm his lying tongue had wrought. I'm a hard man, but a just one. And that's why I've come tonight.
Yes, you're but a man. Neither hard nor just. Only vain and foolish.
Perhaps you're right. Where is Nora and the babe?
Out by the fairy spink. Every day she goes there, hoping your Bartley will come back and fulfill his vow of holy marriage.
I hear her coming now.
Mr.
Mr. Glennon.
Oh, peace be with you, Nora.
Is it you've come to say you've heard from Bartley?
Yes, his ship is coming home.
Oh, praise the saints. My prayers are answered. Did you hear that, little Seamus, my babe? Your father's coming home.
Nora, if you'd but accept a little money from me.
Money? Tone O'Neill, get you from this house.
Sure, I didn't mean.
There's the door. Get out.
I'm sorry. When my son comes home, I'll see that justice will be done.
You'll see. You who molded him to your will and brought this all about. Get out!
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Oh, Mother, I'm so happy. At last he's coming home to keep the throne.
Yes, he's coming home. Ah, Cressid should do it. Tell a king now for good or ill.
Well, Patrick, my lad, pour me out another drink.
Faith, the ship rose, so it is hard to make the liquor find the glass.
I've done it.
Yeah.
And now, Bartley, tell us some more about how you win the girls.
Oh, it is a talent I have in a system. Of course, first you got to tell the Vengasoon she's the most beautiful creature on all God's green earth. Then, if she remains cold or afraid of herself, I appeal not only to her female conceit, but also to her sympathy. I make her think I'll fall dead at her feet from love if she doesn't ease my ardor with a kiss or two. Molly, or Bridget, or Kathleen, I see, looking deep into her eyes. Oh, Alana, pity me. And it works, my lad. It works.
Such blimey as that, how can they help it for?
Fair all sail! All hands aloft!
Sure, you look all battered.
Captain's orders. All hands on deck. You passengers, no sleeping.
We're not in any danger, are we?
That no one knows when they're at sea. It's a stiff storm.
How far are we off island now?
Just off Hag's Head. If we don't go on the rocks, soon we'll be in Galway Bay. You two passengers are lucky. You can stay dry here below. But it's back on deck for me again.
Oh, sure. It's as if the devil was at sea tonight. Or as if the shades were reaching out for this ship and me.
What's the matter with you, Bartley? For the last 2 days, you've been talking of the little people.
For the last 2 days, we've been approaching home. Patrick, you've been to school like me, yet you believe in the little people.
Can schools make you forget what your mother taught you as a babe?
Oh, I used to think so. Now, when I'm coming back to Ireland again, I'm not so sure. Patrick, do you also believe in oaths?
What kind of oaths?
The kind you vow to heaven, and the spirits, and the she's.
Sure, I do believe in that kind.
I won't. She forced it on me. Blinded me, she did, with the whiteness of her skin, the softness of her body, and the beauty of her face. I won't believe.
Whist me, lad, you're drunk and talking riddles.
Yes, that's it. I'm drunk. That's what makes me afraid of things I don't believe in. And soon we'll be in Galway, only 50 miles from home, and from the Fairy Spink. I won't get off this ship. The she's can't get me here.
What you're talking about?
No, nothing, nothing. The she's can't get me here. What's that?
What?
The cry.
It is but a whistling of the wind.
No! Listen. This sounds like the keen of a woman.
I hear nothing but the storm.
Oh, once more it wails. She called the spirits of sea and sky as well as earth to witness.
Sadly, you're drunk and talking mad.
Oh, I know it. I know that keen. It's the wailing of a banshee. The banshee of my death.
Let me live. Let me marry her and take my vow. Don't punish me till God's great judgment day. The ship is sinking. I'm lost, forever lost. For Nora Halana, pity me.
Till your crickets crap out your tunes in this poor old house of mine. Here again I give you bread and salt so you know that we wish you well.
Can you tell what song they play tonight, Mother? Is their spirit at last for good instead of ill?
Tis hard to say, but I think, sweet Nora, that your Bartley will be coming soon.
Oh, his ship should have entered Galway Bay last evening. Mother, that wailing which I heard, 'Twas but a whining of the wind.
Yes, 'twas not a banshee. 'Twas a whining of the wind.
Oh, it must have been. I shouldn't worry. But there's always danger for the men who sail in ships.
An easy death at sea would be too good for one of his black heart.
I've never believed his heart is black. He was only weak and thoughtless. And I love him.
Yes, you love him.
You sure 'twas just the wind that wailed last night, and not the banshee of his death? Oh, Mother, you know how I prayed for him to come to me at last.
He'll come to you. Which ye she vowed the troth of death, and so spirits in the seas will bring him to our door. 'Tis midnight and time for us women to be in bed.
I'll be staying up a while. Who knows? He may come tonight.
Who knows? Sure, the little people know and do all things. Good night, sweet Nora, and God bless you.
Good night, Mother. And the blessed saints protect you.
Good night, crickets of Orne. Please, heaven, you chirrup for good this night.
The little people know and do all things. Oh, fairies of the glen and fairies of the hills, spirits of the ocean, earth and sky, bring my Bartley back to me.
Nora! Nora!
Bartley!
Nora! Nora!
Oh, well, you've come to me at last. I'm coming to meet you, Bartley.
Nora! Nora!
Oh, Bartley, dear, where are you? Lover, I cannot see you.
Nora!
Where are you, dear? Where are you?
Lost, forever lost. For my broken troth, I'm punished till God's great judgment
day. Oh, Bartley!
Nora, Alana, pity me. Pity me.
Oh, it was not a wailing of the wind I heard last night. There's nothing I must wait for now.
Ah, crickets, again you brought the banshee wailing by this house. For there's been a keening for me girlie Nora, and her babe sleeps beside her in the churchyard's blessed grounds. Will it now be this useless old woman you're after cursing, crickets? Sure, and it's all right. When you get it over with, this heart'll be yours alone. Come in, whoever you are, and peace be with you. Good evening to you, Michael Glennon.
Good evening to you, Susan O'Neill. Do you mind if I sit down in your chimney corner?
Sit yourself and welcome.
The wakes have passed.
The keening's over.
My son is dead.
And my daughter. She couldn't live without him.
And the babe, our grandchild, too.
Our grandchild.
Just a man I was, you once said. Neither had nor just. Only vain and foolish.
Yes, just a man, so a fool.
Tis lonesome when you're old and all alone.
We won't have long for lonesomeness. Nothing is long except eternity.
Nora. Nora.
Hushed.
Nora. Nora.
Every night he walks abroad, a formless ghost that none can see.
Nora. Nora.
Searching for her always to repair his wrong, but never will he find her till the judgment day.
Nora.
Punished forever for his sins. Oh, Lord. And how will mine be punished?
Nora.
Here, crickets, you creatures, is your bread and salt.
That's the end of that, Satan. You folks come see us when old Nancy has a birthday again.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's the horror for today. If you want to hear more from Old Nancy, visit relicradio.com, search out The Witch's Tale. You'll find available episodes listed there. You'll also find all the other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Your donations make this all possible. Thank you very much, and always to those who have. And thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Saturday with another episode of The Horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.